Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Let's head out to Louisville, Kentucky. It's Don. It's the fan. What's going on, Donnie?
Hey, Mark. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Don, you as well. Can I ask you, I've been to the Derby a couple of times with my dad. Fantastic, right? In Louisville, great town. Is the correct pronunciation Louisville or Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a transplant here from Queens, so give me time to learn how to say it. I just got to tell you, Mark, you know, I feel, and a lot of other people feel, you should have your own show. You treat your callers with nothing but respect. You have a lot of sports wisdom, and, man, you're perfect for, like, a daytime show. And no, a lot of people feel that way.
I appreciate that, Donnie. Thank you so much.
All right, I've been a Met fan since 1964. Yeah, I'm old. And I've seen some really bad Met teams. Along the way, and I mean real bad, we never hated our team. Never. We always showed up. We were loyal. But what's happened here in the last couple of weeks, letting Brandon go, okay, a trade's a trade. We got a has-been second baseman. But letting Pete walk out the door, man, you know, that's going to hurt for a while. But I want your opinion on something, Mark.
Yeah.
There was something going on in that clubhouse. We hear this, we hear that. They weren't getting along. Well, that's on Mendoza. If he can't control his clubhouse, he has to go. I'd like your opinion. What do you think was going on in that clubhouse?
I think losing stinks, Don. Like, I think frustration grows. You know, I think there were probably a myriad of different things. I don't think it was just one thing in particular. But I also, as I kicked off the program this morning, Don, and appreciate the compliment. Thanks a lot for the call. I don't think that's why the Mets lost. But when a team's going through it and they're losing, you know, frustration builds. But I don't think every team that wins all of a sudden, there's this unbelievable chemistry factor. Like, I really don't. I think there are always going to be guys that don't necessarily get along, but I think it probably had run its course. I think, you know, people were probably a little bit perturbed. I would say this. I mean, you give guy like Juan Soto $765 million, then Soto bothered that Lindor didn't call him to welcome him to Queens. You know, Alonso going through the frustration of everybody and their mother getting paid and he didn't. It's a long MLB regular season. Think about when it gets started. Think about when it ends. And you're seeing those guys, and if you stay healthy the entire year, you're seeing those individuals on a day-in, day-out basis. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go along over the course of the year. You want to say that's an indictment of Mendoza not being able to rein everybody in? Okay. You can look at that, and you can say that. I also think, ultimately, the Mets failed last year. Not because, and he made some strange moves over the course of the year, not because of Mendoza's failure as a manager or his inability to bring that group together or manage egos and all those things. I just don't think the pitching was good enough. And pitching matters. I mean, it just does. Let's head out to Yonkers. It's Dennis. It's the fan. What's going on, Dennis?
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Dennis.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes, Dennis.
Yes. Okay, to flip over. By the way, I've told you before that Stern's model is the Farhan Zaidi model. I don't think it works. It's not sustainable. Maybe Cohen's money changes the
I think that could change the equation. That could change it a little bit, and you get the best of all worlds.
It seems like he's empowered Stern's to do what he wants.
Yes, you know, I would agree with you there.
That's the way it's going to go. Okay, let's talk about the Giants one more time and get the stupid stuff out of the way. The premise that has been proffered, and I know you've addressed it, that if the Giants get the first overall pick, let's trade Jackson Dart and take Francisco Mendoza, is the dumbest premise beyond tanking. That now usurps tanking as the dumbest presence in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
It must be gotta be people looking for likes or clicks or desperate for calls on FAN in the middle of the night. I don't, you know, just awful.
So you've seen it, a number of people throw that out there. I think it's just asinine.
Yeah, like, really, bird in the hand.
I've got a known quantity. Now I'm going to all of a sudden move the known quantity.
Yeah.
And I have an understanding of what makes that individual tick for somebody that's unknown on this level. Okay.
And then I'm going to address
all other issues on my team.
Right. Yeah. Bird in the hands were two in the bush.
Right.
And if the Giants get the overall number one pick, there's no Giant fan that's adverse to trading with the Jets or anybody else if they get a haul. But the tanking part kills me because didn't we learn last year that the Giants beat the Colts, and thank God they did, because that would have ended up, they would have ended up, Shane was making Google eyes at Cam Ward, and that he would have Cam Ward, and we wouldn't have Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart. And how, I've said this to you before, I don't know how Caleb Williams and Cam Ward were predetermined 1-1s, pardon me, the last 2 years. I just don't understand that. But, you know, with Daniels, May, Dart, ranked, in my opinion, rated ahead of them. But that's the issue. Now, for the Dart thing, I know you've proffered this, so I'm going to push back a little bit. What you've seen the last couple of games with Dart is a compromised player, and I'm sure some of it is between his ears on should I go, should I stay, or should I go. His ability in that pocket to climb it, to extend it, is what makes him special. And you can't put him in bubble wrap. He'll figure out how to mitigate the hits. He's got to. NFL quarterbacks, you see it every week. Jordan Love last week. They get hit and they get hurt. And that's going to happen. I think Aikman barely budged from the pocket. And I think at last count, 8 concussions. So it's not about, and the one thing I don't hold against Kafka is calling read options. That's part of Dart's game. And it's going to be why he's going to be one of the better quarterbacks, I think, someday in the NFL.
Yeah, Dennis, I don't think you take that out of the game. It just can't happen what happened in the New England game. Listen, they still run Josh Allen up in Buffalo. When I was watching the game against the Browns this past weekend, they did, right? But Allen understands and gained an understanding of needing to get down. It's just taking the unnecessary contact. You're right. I think his vision, ability to climb the pocket, pocket presence, is A++ when you look at Jackson Dart. And you might say that, you know, he's limited here. I didn't love the game plan that they had Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, but that's neither here nor there.
Let me ask something. Do you think that was a part and parcel of just protecting him, or the fact that didn't want him walking into Flores' defense kind of blind?
Probably more the latter.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Than the former. And I think they went into that game thinking that, I think they went into that game even without Runyon thinking that they're going to be able to run the football.
And it's a sensible, that was a sensible game plan. Speaking of Kafka, I have one issue with Kafka. He may be a very competent OC, has some creative play calls, but I came across this and I couldn't understand how he got 8 interviews. Well, there are no and this is straight off the NFL statement. There are no black offensive coordinators in the NFL. One offensive coordinator, the Giants' Mike Kafka, is part Puerto Rican and attended the NFL's minority-focused acceleration program. He has shown himself not to be a competent head coach. So any thoughts of that at this point? And I do. I've watched every snap. I do deep dives. I can cite you chapter and verse on where he has had terrible game and time management. And I'm assuming
Dennis,
he handled
the game. I don't know why you went the first angle, but I think Kafka is well respected around the National Football League. I think it was a long shot when he was named interim head coach. But I think the positives of making the decision when the Giants made the decision to move on from Brian Daboll is that they were going to get a look internally at a guy that they have a great amount of respect for. I mean, that's it. Now, you know, if some of those games ended up in wins, we might be looking at and talking about Mike Kafka in a different scenario. But I don't think some of those in-game decisions, some of the game plans, I don't think he necessarily helped himself. I love the creativity that you've seen from him. But the Giants have to come to an assessment now of bringing in somebody, something I talked about in hour number one. It's one thing to draft the quarterback. Now you got to go out there and develop him. I do think the mindset, and you could understand emotionally from a Dart perspective, because he and Daboll were very, very close, right? And Daboll was a particular driving force, not the only voice in that organization that was in favor of Ole Miss. But you could understand from an emotional standpoint from Dart, who obviously had a great rapport with Lane Kiffin down in Ole Miss, that had the great rapport with Daboll, that all of a sudden Brian's no longer there, that it's a little bit of an emotional step back. Got to remember, human beings play the game, right? So do I necessarily think that's why you've seen a little bit of a stunt in his growth? No, I don't. I mean, I don't. But I think he's probably gone through it a little bit since that decision because of the bond that he had with the former Giants head coach. Tony in Wayne, New Jersey is up next in the family. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Moose, how are you? Great to hear from you. My question, where do you think the Giants go for their next head coach? I personally think they go out. I would like to go out, bring Belichick in,
no,
and give him total control of the franchise. Let him hire whoever he wants if he doesn't want to coach.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, Tony. I get it. I think Belichick's got great respect for the Giants. Speaks about the Giants in glowing terms. I don't think the New York Giants are going that way. I mentioned it yesterday. I mean, Belichick's operating like he's moving forward down in North Carolina, girlfriend and all. I mean, Bobby Petrino, who's had enough scandals in his coaching career as well, is now the new offensive coordinator down in North Carolina.
You don't think the thought of proving everyone wrong that he couldn't win without Brady and seeing that the Giants look
Tony,
like they have their quarterback?
I think I understand that. I think Belichick would like an opportunity again in the National Football League. I think he thought he was going to take the Atlanta Falcons job before their owner, Arthur Blank, got talked out of it by executives within the building, right? So I do think Bill Belichick would like another. I just don't think it's going to be with the Giants.
Okay.
Do I think it's ever going to happen? Probably not.
Are you in favor of a new first-time coordinator, or would you go back to the coaching tree of like Mike McCarthy type guy or Gruden?
I'd be interested to see if Harbaugh shakes free from Baltimore. That's who I'd be interested
in. Yeah, that would definitely be a if that happened,
and
I would
he's
jump
getting
on
asked,
Harbaugh in a,
and
in a
Tony,
heartbeat.
He's getting asked questions about his coaching future, and he's talking about the fact that, and you could start to read the writing on the wall, right? The Ravens season hasn't gone the way that they anticipated going. You could probably make the argument that, you know, for this group, not necessarily for Lamar, but this, you know, the way that it's put together, this collection, this roster for the Baltimore Ravens, that the window is closed. They've been besieged by a number of injuries. Lamar dealing with a back injury knocked him out of the game Sunday night against the New England Patriots. That's the guy I'd be intrigued with. Like, if you tell me that John Harbaugh shakes free from the Baltimore Ravens, I'd be very, very intrigued if I'm Tish Marin, the New York Giants.
All right, Moose, thanks for taking my call. Have a Merry Christmas, you and the family. It's always great hearing you, and I miss the exploits of hearing what your son's got into, the trouble they can get into.
Oh, every day, Tony. Every day. Every day's a battle. There's no doubt about it in the Malusis household. You know, I was telling Pete and Dove yesterday they were not exactly listening to Mommy and Daddy. And so, like, I raised my voice, And they said, well, why did you yell? I said, well, you know, because you're not listening. And it's not like I'm asking them to do anything. I asked Gregory to go, like, do anything, like, take out the trash or do anything like that. I'm just like, Gregory, can you brush your teeth? And he's like, one sec. Everyone just tells me one sec. My middle son, Paul, calls me bro all the time. The other way, you know, then they tell me one sec. I'm like, well, Gregory, it's like a dragon has entered the room. Like, your breath reeks. I just want to tell you I'm your dad. I can say that. But, like, you need to brush your teeth. Like, and I don't feel like hearing, you know, that it's going to cost me a couple $100 when we go to the dentist, when we go for a cleaning, that you got cavities. Like, please, just brush your teeth. It takes, like, all of 3 minutes. It's not that big of a commitment. Like, I'm not asking you to sit down and go out there and read Of Mice of Men. I mean, go out there and just brush your teeth. And then they say, fire at me. Well, do you yell when you're at work? I go, no, I don't yell when I'm at work. Like, why not? I go, because when I say something, people actually interact and listen. Not that I'm like in there stepping like, we got to do it this way. We got to do it. No, I'm not like that. But like, you know what? You go to work and it's like a different atmosphere. When you're going to, you're responsible. You're trying to raise good human beings. You're trying to raise people that are going to be good people. Like, that's the one thing that Don and I have talked about. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, we care. School's important. What you do athletically, all that. But be good people. Like, be good people. Look out for people. Be a good friend. Be a good brother. You know, but be good human beings, like be impactful in the society and do all those things. So that's what I'm trying to kind of, what we're all, my wife and I are trying to go out there and raise. But when you got a 12, 10 and 9 year old, unfortunately they go from, you know, cute and cuddly to then all of a sudden thinking that they know it all. And it's like a blink of an eye. Like you can't, all of a sudden, you know, your words don't mean anything because they saw something on YouTube or one of their buddies said something at school. So it doesn't really factor at all. But I don't, you know, and all I asked is, you know, brush your hair. Don't look unkempt. Like, brush your teeth. It's really not all that much. Like, don't walk out of the house like you basically look like you just rolled out of bed. I'm not asking for much. Not asking for much. Clean yourself. 1140. Melissa's with you. It's a battle every single day. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.